to give or not to give. Surprise 2. Inequality. Our physical world has limits: space, time, energy. Only one object can occupy a particular space at a time. There are 24 hours in a day. Massive objects can only be moved with massive forces. The sun doesn't shine at night except occasionally at the poles, and money grows in imagination but not on trees. We like to push our limits, to go further than what was thought possible. Humanity is testing and even transcending some of the limits of our physical three-dimensional reality. Limits still exist, however, and since people start off differently, value differently, and choose differently, there are great differences among us. Many people have adopted the idea that all people are equal or should be equal. Although all souls are of equal inherent worth to creation, and all people may be treated equally under the law, we are not equal physically, mentally, or spiritually. We are not equal when we are born. We do not grow equally or learn equally. We do not have equal choices to make, nor would we choose equally if we did. Everyone makes mistakes, but everyone does not make an equal number of mistakes or equally important mistakes. We are not equally correct, equally careful, equally knowledgeable, or equally credible. We are not equally honest in word or deed. We are not equally ambitious or equally diligent. We are not equally generous or equally jovial. Thank goodness! Our great inequalities lend richness to human life and society and afford infinite opportunities and avenues for choice and progress. When our heart opens, we want others to have the same good feelings, the same pleasures as we have. However, most people harbor bad feelings and cling to them for dear life. In addition, having anything entails duties of maintenance and protection, and people are not equally willing or able to bear responsibility. Taking property by force from some people and giving it to others out of purported kindness is plunder, not compassion. It does not end up helping the recipients in the long term, for they do not learn to create or maintain what is handed out to them. Giving degrees to students who have not passed their coursework does not really help them, for they end up fraudulent and incompetent. Big lottery winners are often paupers a year later. Some people actually prefer to not own much and not have much responsibility. Inequality in itself is not a problem. It does not cause jealousy, resentment, or hatred, or actions based on those feelings. People harbor those feelings and act on them. Attempts to force economic equality have resulted in greater poverty for the masses and greater wealth for controllers, and more violence and death than all wars combined during the same period. It is notable that a fascist regime is required in order to enforce socialism or communism, since they are highly contrary to human nature. It is not inequality, but rather exploitation, plunder, and cruelty that are problems, big problems. Note, since the advent of communism-socialism invented by aristocratic British supremacists, it has resulted in an estimated 119 to 200 million deaths, Russia 1 to 2 million, USSR 20 to 42 million plus 40 million others, China 39 to 80 million, North Korea 5.6 million, Cambodia 2 to 4 million, Vietnam, 1.7 million, Poland, 1.6 million, Yugoslavia, 1 million, Ethiopia, 1 million, Indonesia, 1 million, Afghanistan, 1 million, Rwanda, 800,000. By contrast, World Wars I and II combined resulted in 85 to 107 million deaths. A given harmful action hurts some people more than others, or in different ways. Punching a frail invalid does more harm than punching a big bodybuilder with the same force, but that doesn't make it okay to punch bodybuilders. Stealing an amount from a poor person does more harm than stealing it from a wealthy person, but that doesn't make it okay to steal from wealthy people. A theft may wound a wealthy person emotionally and may not affect a poor person emotionally at all. Lying to some people in some circumstances is far more harmful than lying to other people in other circumstances, but that doesn't make it okay to lie. Speaking with certain tones of voice is harmful to some people, but that doesn't necessarily make it wrong, while others may not take notice, but that doesn't make it okay. Some people realize they are affected by eating food prepared by someone with base or harmful thoughts, and other people are affected without realizing it. Because of earthly limits, we have inequalities, and because of inequalities, we have enormous scope for growth, sharing, and contests. When it comes to sharing and contests, humans have created standards of fairness. Ancient traditions in all cultures have rules of battle so that combatants are evenly matched. Black belts compete with other black belts and not with white belts. Athletes must compete within their age, weight, and sex classifications, and spelling contestants within age groups. Inferior competitors are awarded handicaps. Blows below the belt and drugs before competitions are not allowed. It is considered shameful to contend with someone of an inferior class. Societies have rules to protect weaker members and uphold fairness. This is an indication of humanity's spiritual advancement over instinct alone. Humans are intelligent enough to realize that physically weaker members of society have great value in other ways and are essential to a creative and thriving community. Women, after all, bear children. Children become competent adults. The elderly have priceless experience. When humans allow unbridled greed for power and dominance to prevail, they sink lower than animals and their civilizations disintegrate. There is no real contest, no worthy battle, between unmatched contenders. It is no challenge for the strong and an impossible challenge for the weak. There is no honor or victory in crushing ants. There is honor and victory only in a battle that requires effort, skill, courage, and character. Battles can occur in different arenas: athletics, weaponry, politics, chess, video games, even music, film, and magic. Someone who is strong in one arena is weak in others, for each of us makes choices about which skills to hone and how to spend our time. When it comes to life in general, rather than a specific area, the lines of skill and fairness are not so distinct. Neither is life in general a contest. Values in life are not so separate from one another and cannot be quantified as in commerce or tested in a contrived setting. Inequality is wonderful. If everyone were equal, if we all had equal rights to equal things, equal abilities, and equal environments with equal options, there would be no giving and no need for giving. There would be no need for mental discrimination, no opportunity to develop wisdom, no impetus for individual improvement, no growth of character, no growth of much at all. Life would also be extremely boring.